You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
America is freaking out after United States President Donald Trump remarkably caved to Russian head of state Vladimir Putin in Helsinki on Monday.
The United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. I think we're all to blame. I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all.
A number of newspapers are actually calling Trump's action treason, and political commentators and journalists are still stunned by what they witnessed. So what happened? Well, as part of Trump's tour of Europe, the US president met with Russia's leader with the initial goal of talking about international affairs and mutual cooperation, with topics like the war in Syria, how to handle North Korea, or the extension of the New START nuclear treaty between the states and Russia, and of course, the Russian meddling in the 2016 US election. The two heads of state privately conversed for about 2 hours before facing the press together, and when asked if he believed U.S. intelligence agencies' conclusion that Russia had interfered in the campaign, Donald Trump surprisingly sided with Russia.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
This happens only a few days after special counsel Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of interference and charging them with conspiracy to commit computer crimes and identity theft. A report compiled by the CIA, NSA, FBI, and Office of the Director of National Intelligence concluded with high confidence to Russian interference. Even the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee agrees. And instead of acknowledging these findings, Trump did a Trump. He blamed the Democrats and the media and called the investigation a witch hunt, damaging the relationship between the two countries. And it gets worse. When Vladimir Putin offered to send his own government people to look into the meddling and interrogate the indicted officers, Trump said it was an incredible offer and an interesting idea. Oddly enough, he failed to mention completely independent and non-biased. Ever since the election, Donald Trump has been subjected to some pretty hefty criticism, but what comes as a surprise today is how many of his longtime supporters strongly disagree with his attitude. Top Republicans who never disagree with the president came forward to share their disagreement. House Speaker Paul Ryan said there was no question Russia had interfered, and former Speaker and fierce Trump supporter Newt Gingrich called it the most serious mistake of his presidency. Even the ever-supportive conservative TV channel Fox News had some pretty harsh words.
You have been watching perhaps one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president at a summit in front of a Russian leader, certainly that I've ever seen, an extraordinary press conference.
I'll give the benefit of the doubt to maybe jet lag and time differences, but holy tamale. And that's what made it disgusting. That's what made his performance disgusting. I'm sorry, it's just the only way I feel. It's not a right or left thing to me, it's just wrong. That sets us back a lot.
And I have never seen an American president simply surrender to the leader of Russia. You should call this the Surrender Summit.
Remember, this is an American president standing in the summit in Helsinki with really an adversary that the U.S. intelligence community believes is doing a lot of bad things. Clearly, the president wants to score points and to try to make a relationship that handles Syria and other big issues of the day. But he wanted to find a way out of that answer.
The shock of seeing the American president standing next to Vladimir Putin and essentially taking his side against American intelligence was stunning.
The backlash was so strong that it forced Trump to backpedal, saying he misspoke. When Trump said,
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
The president actually meant wouldn't be. Trump is not so subtly trying to change the United States' relationship with Russia from enemy to friend. Throughout his Europe tour, Trump repeatedly criticized historical US allies, insulting German Chancellor Angela Merkel and UK Prime Minister Theresa May. He also called the European Union a foe when it came to trading. Yet when facing Russia, all Trump had to share were praise. Trump is yet again shaking years of established international relations, but it's unsure whether this newly shaping alliance with Russia will be met by his supporters with the same enthusiasm as Trump's previous grand changes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.